obviously an exciting win for us, and certainly a team win. Just watching the guys out there, another example of these guys just never quit, never flinched in this game. Things went wrong, things not going good early. It was a back and forth game, just a real good effort and a real good team effort. I thought the fans were awesome tonight. They were loud. They made a difference for us and really helped us. And I have to give a lot of credit to Buffalo's team. You know, they were in it toe-to-toe with us all the way, and we were fortunate to be able to make some plays at the end that made the difference. I thought that special teams was key, in obviously in the scoring, that in the play that Travis scored on, as well as just some field position things that with Spencer punting and being able to keep them pinned down in the second half there late. Some big plays for that. I thought we protected the ball very well. We didn't turn the ball over, and that was one of the keys going into the game. We were able to sustain some drives. I thought Willis gave us a spark. Obviously, I think that there was a lot of guys made a lot of different plays. You know, you saw Greg Little, you saw Josh, you saw Jordan Cameron. You saw guys out there making plays and did a half a good job. We need to continue to work and get better. This was one game again, and we'll go back to work. We'll meet tomorrow and review the film and get better. We had some injuries that are reported. Obviously, Brian Hoyer was out early. He has a knee sprain. He's going to get an MRI tomorrow, and we'll give you a further update on that tomorrow. Obi had a concussion. Chris Obanaya had a concussion, so he came out of the game and did not return. And Desmond Bryant, we took him to the hospital for further evaluation. He had shortness of breath, and I don't have any more information than that right now. I'll take questions.
Alex Flanagan, I guess on NFL Network reported that you said you fear that Brian has torn ligaments.
Well, he had a sprain, and they're going to evaluate that, obviously in the MRI.
What kind of a shock is that to the team? You lose your guy on the second possession that had been such a spark for the team.
Well, you know, he's been a big part of what we've done the last couple weeks, and I think it was a little bit of a shock for the guys at first, but you know, Brandon came in and played real well. I think the guys rallied around him, and you know, in the second quarter we got rolling and been playing a lot better there. You know, I can't say enough about Brandon coming in and in the situation he did, not having practiced a lot this week and being able to play the way he did and get the job done.
When did you make the decision to go with Brandon as your two? Was that a close call?
After practice yesterday, I guess it would have been in the afternoon or so, he had practiced. We had a walk through the first day, so he was practicing. The second day, he practiced with a glove and a tape. He was taped on the on his thumb, and didn't feel comfortable doing that. So then the third day of practice, he came out without anything on, and that's how you know, he was able to throw the ball fairly well with that. And then we made the determination yesterday that we would have him up.
How about Travis Benjamin? If you talked about him, I apologize, but what about those two returns?
I mean, fabulous. He's you know, a real weapon back there, and he showed it tonight. He's you know, huge play. A great run. I mean, he broke multiple tackles, and obviously you saw his speed. And he's just he's an electrifying player, and he did that tonight.
Coach, going back to Whedon for a second, do you see anything different in him when he has Gordon on the field with him?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, we were able to score points tonight, and Josh made some big plays, and everybody made big plays, and I think that I just think we've improved, you know, over the course of the last five games. And, you know, I think Brandon did a great job. We'll look at the tape and you know, I'll be able to get more detail after looking at the tape. But I can't say enough about everybody, the whole team and you know, the way guys responded.
Chet Billy Cundiff obviously had a rough game Sunday. He's been dealing with the quad. You said you had all the faith in the world in him the other day, and he came through. What did he show you?
He did. He's mentally tough. He's a tough guy. He you know, seeing him out in practice, you know, I have a lot of confidence in him. And like I said the other day, you know, he came through big tonight. not just with the field goals, but I thought the kickoffs were a major factor as well. And, you know, I can't say enough about him.
Did you like the way that Whedon came out after, you know, he wasn't going to start, even though he was healthy this week, said he, you know, still would feel like it's his team and was keeping his head up and all that kind of stuff? Did you like the way he responded to that?
Absolutely. That's, you know, what I expected from him, and that's, you know, that doesn't surprise me about him. So, you know, I thought, again, you know, for going through that and, you know, coming back and, you know, watching Brian do a great job for the couple weeks that he was playing there, and then, you know, responding the way he did, says a lot about Brandon.
Obviously, the win is great for you guys, but, you know, can you kind of sum up how disappointed it is just considering what Brian's been able to do, giving his spark?
Well, you know, I don't want to be too premature. Let's find out what the status is, and let's, you know, see what the MRI says. You know, obviously, anytime you lose a guy and he has to go out of the game, and you know, a guy that's done what he's done, it's disappointing. You know, but you know, let's wait till tomorrow and see what the status of that is, and go from there.
Do you have a reason to believe that if Whedon has to play, you know, for the rest of the season or for an extended period of time? Now he's got Josh Gordon back. Do you think that, you know, he give you what you're looking for, the spark that you're also looking for?
Well, whoever's in there, I expect the same from. I expect him to go out and play and prepare and, you know, be prepared at that position to lead our team. And it doesn't matter who's there. I've said before many times, I have confidence in all three guys. You know, it's the team's played well, and I think those guys have shown it in the last couple of weeks.
Has Devin Bryant had any shortness of breath issue since he's been here?
No.
Do you know if it's related? I guess he left a game last year with a regular heartbeat. Do you know if it's related?
I don't know.
Do you have any feeling on the seriousness for Hoyer?
I can't. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's serious enough that we're going to get an MRI on it tomorrow.
Chad, TJ Ward obviously stepped up at the game clincher. Just a big play. You've been kind of waiting for him to make.
Obviously, a huge play in the game, and he's just been doing everything right. He's been playing physical football from his position. I just been real pleased with what he's done. And from a leadership standpoint, he was a captain for this game and came up with the big play. And I think that's, you know, what impresses me most about this team is that, you know, they when it comes time, and we've been able to do the last three games, and when it comes time to win a game and make the plays to win a game when down the stretch, we've been able to do that.
Coach, a couple of big runs from the Bills to the left against Mingo's side there. Your thoughts on his play, maybe those runs in particular?
We'll look at it tomorrow. We lost contain on, and obviously it was a cut. He cut all the way back behind. So we'll look at it and check it out on tape, and we'll make the corrections. Mm-hmm.